The last cougar in Michigan was supposedly killed 100 years ago, but every now and then someone reports seeing one of the big buff-colored cats in the woods. Dr. Patrick Ruz, with the private, non-profit Michigan Wildlife Conservancy, says he now has DNA evidence showing the cats might never have left. Ruz examined nearly 300 samples of droppings and says 10 were from cougars. Even though the research was done in Michigan, Ruz says chances are excellent that the cats are also living in parts of Wisconsin.
We did some field research in Menominee County right across the Wisconsin border, and we were getting reports and some really interesting evidence from northeastern Wisconsin. And, you know, I don't have much doubt in my mind that there's some cougars in northeast Wisconsin, too.
Ruz has published his findings in the American Midland Journal, a publication from Notre Dame University. He says his peer-reviewed study shows DNA from at least 8 different cats. But a mammalian ecologist with the Wisconsin DNR says he'll need more concrete evidence than that to convince him. Adrian Weideven says with nearly 300 samples of droppings, he'd expect to see more identified as a cougar's.
Which I thought for animals such as cougars that are so mobile, and when there's no evidence of an established population and isn't any additional information on those animals, no animals live captured, found dead on roadways, tracks that can readily be demonstrated and observed in the areas, just makes it hard to believe there are that many cougars, possibly one or two roaming the UP, possibly one or two that roamed the Lower Peninsula. I guess we can't dismiss that possibility, but we don't know for sure that they weren't animals that have escaped from captivity.
Still, Patrick Ruz with the Michigan Wildlife Conservancy says the scat samples matched DNA from a very old cougar skull native to Michigan. He claims that's evidence that the big cats never really did go extinct. Ruz says tracks and reports of cougar sightings are further evidence. But Weideven maintains people who think they saw a cougar may really have seen a mangy wolf or coyote, maybe a red fox. He says animals can play tricks on people in the woods.
Michigan DNR, I know, does over 6,000 miles of tracking each winter through most of the UP looking for wolf sign, and if there's any kind of a residential cougar population, they should be encountering those tracks. They're big tracks. The animals cover large home range areas. The roads that are being followed to search for wolves would be going through cougar territories as well.
The Michigan DNR is not endorsing the Wildlife Conservancy's report. The group suspects the state doesn't want to admit cougars exist because the state doesn't have enough money to manage the cats. And Patrick Ruz says he has evidence that cougars are living in southern Michigan, near the Indiana border. He's looked at 2 horses he says were killed by cougars.
You know, we clearly did not just have one cougar that we were chasing around the state. I mean, we had multiple cougars that we were able to detect from the DNA analysis.
But until a cougar is physically caught or turns up as roadkill, Adrian Weideven won't be convinced. He's still looking for such indisputable evidence and would even settle for finding a track he can certify as coming from one of the big cats. Weideven encourages people who think they've seen a cougar to report it to the DNR. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.